Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. This week, we'll talk with two outstanding faculty members here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Michelle McCann just completed a year of service as president of the Federation of Business Disciplines. This year, she began development of a conference-wide journal and implemented an online employment placement program for members. Here at ULM, she's the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs in the College of Business Administration and is the George T. Walker Endowed Professor of Entrepreneurship. Dr. McCann, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
First of all, tell us, what does the Federation of Business Disciplines do?
The Federation of Business Disciplines' major role is to host a conference every spring. Its primary purpose is to foster or encourage education and research among business academicians. The organization itself is comprised of 10 independent organizations. FBD, the Federation of Business Disciplines, is really an umbrella organization over these 10 independent associations. We work as the facilitator to bring them together. These 10 associations are all business discipline related. Within each of those associations, they will also have a focus on education, teaching, pedagogy within those particular disciplines. So you're able to get some current information and stay current in terms of the hot topics in each one of those disciplines.
How important is that yearly conference to members?
Hosting the conference is very important because what we do is give a venue for those university professors in various business disciplines, a place to come together, present research, network, promote education and the teaching in the classroom, professional development opportunities for those faculty in terms of learning how to teach better.
How valuable is that to a faculty member, especially in a business discipline, perhaps with little or no education training?
It's extremely important. And I'll say this because when a faculty member enters a doctoral program, in most cases, it's development of skill and knowledge in that area and development of research skills, which is very critical to our job, promoting the profession, trying to find better ways to handle our profession and our discipline, make the world better. But you really do not get a lot of training in the classroom, how to teach better, how to keep students motivated, how to present material in a more interesting manner. So this conference truly is education in focus, and because of that, we'll have workshops on using technology in the classroom, how to handle online class development, how to handle online class delivery, assessment of students for the different accrediting bodies that we have to do, measuring student performance a little more effectively, a little more efficiently. So there are a number of different activities that occur related almost exclusively to teaching.
You come to the Federation of Business Disciplines from an accounting background and the American Accounting Association. You served 2 years as president of the Southwest region. What did that association do to develop you, and how, obviously you're heavily invested in the Federation of Business Disciplines. How has that organization benefited you too?
The whole organization, and that's the individual association within accounting, as well as the umbrella organization of FBD, have developed me in so many different ways. Maturity, confidence, networking, the number of friends I have made across the country and world, not just colleagues, but people I can call on to find out, how do I do this? What do I do about this? It really started even before the president's role with the Southwest American Accounting Association. A colleague came to me one day and said, how would you like to be the coordinator for the government nonprofit section of the Southwest American Accounting Association? So it started with just a very small service role. And I said, I'll have to think about that. I'm not sure what it entails. Let me talk with my department head and see what happens. And she said, I've already talked to him, and he agrees it would be a wonderful professional development opportunity for you. So that's where it started years ago, again, somewhere between 10 and 15 years. And from there, I realized what a great group it was, how important it was in helping me develop so that I was a better teacher and a better faculty colleague where I was. I continued working with FBD just in various roles, participating, going to the meetings, enjoying it, getting to know people, and was then asked to apply for the secretary-treasurer position. They had had for a number of years some individuals who were not accountants in the secretary-treasurer position.
So having somebody with an accounting background, that was valuable.
That they were very excited for someone with that kind of background. So I accepted that and was elected and was very pleased with it. It was a lot of work. They had been on what we call a cash basis of accounting prior to that. There was a lot of debt involved. They didn't really know where they stood at the time because they were on cash basis. Cash basis of accounting, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you don't pay a bill, everything looks good because you've got lots of cash. It doesn't matter how much you owe, you haven't paid it, so your expenses are very low. So one of the first things and one of the first areas that I really wanted to concentrate on was getting to an accrual basis of accounting, preparing financial statements like a true organization would do. And I spent that first year really doing that. It took a lot of background work, but it was very much appreciated, and it truly helped that organization. I feel like regardless of all the other activities I've been engaged in with that organization since then, that was the most valuable from my perspective. But also that first year, Katrina hit. We had our first conference, or our next year's conference was going to be held in New Orleans. For an organization of our size that has somewhere between 800 and 900 participants, we use up somewhere around 30 to 33 meeting rooms at one time.
And so there are only a few places in the country that can handle that.
That can handle that, exactly. That's a huge conference size. So with 4 or 5 months to go, because time was clicking down, we had to find a new conference venue. We wound up going to Oklahoma City for our first time. Oklahoma City actually welcomed us, and I think they felt sorry for us a little bit. And they made it work, and we wound up going there. It was a great conference. We had very good attendance numbers. But, wow, what a challenging year that was. It was, what have I gotten myself into in that one?
Well, what can you say has happened, or have you been able to achieve as the president in this last year?
As the president, really two major things in the past year that I focused on. One is online placement activities. What we have had in the past has been truly just the placement service at the conference. In this day and age, recruiting takes place year-round. Also, when you start trying to recruit a faculty member in March for a job that opens up in August or September, those decisions have already been made. So we knew we needed to go to online year-round placement activities. And we do have that in place now through the FBD site. Employers can post position announcements and faculty can post resumes, and we can connect the two together. So that is probably one of the milestones for this year. The other major focus was development of a journal dedicated to the Federation of Business Disciplines. That's still in the implementation phase. We've made considerable progress on it. We don't have a journal yet, but we're getting close.
But essentially publishing some of the papers that are being presented at the conferences.
Exactly. In fact, the best papers at the conference is what we're looking to do. Again, we're still in the organizing phase and planning phase for it, but it is coming together. That's a lot more work than you think it is when you first start, but we've made considerable progress. Now, this year, as president, I attended a number of the business meetings of the other associations, and the recurring theme from those associations was that FBD needed to take a much stronger, proactive role in working with legislatures and lobbying for university business disciplines and university education overall. So that is where we're going at this point also, is trying to develop some white papers in some letters that we can send to legislatures, especially in the five-state region, but wherever it's needed, to encourage those representatives to think about university education and what is needed and consider that as they deal with the budget cuts that are happening across the country. So that's our current emphasis.
And that's quite a big job by itself.
Quite a big job by itself.
I'm talking with Dr. Michelle McCann. She is the Associate Dean of Academic Affairs in the College of Business Administration here at ULM and is Faculty Chair of Accounting. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Louisiana chapter of the National Association of Social Workers recently recognized a University of Louisiana at Monroe faculty member with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Michael Capel has been involved with the organization for over 30 years, beginning his career as a social worker with the U.S. Public Health Service. He's also worked with the Monroe City School District, Operation iCare, the Louisiana Department of Health, inpatient psychiatric facilities, and in private practice with his wife, Paulette. Michael Capel, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Tell us about why you were honored.
Well, I think it's because I'm old enough now that even though I've not been real active all the time, at this point in my life, I've done a lot of things. I've been involved with the professional organization for over 30 years.
Now, your background, you came from originally the U.S. Public Health Service. Tell us about that background and how you came to ULM.
Yeah, I was employed by the U.S. Public Health Service back in 78, and they were targeting the southern states for what they called an improved pregnancy outcome project. So we chose what states we wanted to come to. I chose Louisiana because this is a family state for me. I was employed in the state health department as a social worker in maternal and child health.
And your work a little bit more recently, volunteerism, which isn't maybe directly social work related, but kind of obliquely with the Run for the Wall organization.
Yeah, the Run for the Wall is a veterans organization. And typically it's Vietnam veterans, but of course in recent years it's expanded to include all veterans of all wars and also their supporters, of which there are many.
So what do you find most rewarding about working with that organization?
Well, it's pretty close to my heart, especially the Vietnam veteran issues. You know, they came home to not much of a welcome, and that's really what our organization is trying to do now, is provide those guys and ladies with a welcome home, even though it's 40 to 50 years late.
Looking back over your career so far, what do you find most rewarding about social work and about teaching about social work?
Well, I kind of backed into the profession, to be honest with you. I had no intentions of becoming a social worker initially, but I was taking classes and I was in social work just for the heck of it as free electives, and I became more and more interested in it. But social work really is one of those professions where you give back to the community. People say all the time, oh, you can't make any money, and that may or may not be correct, but I would hope people going into social work really aren't looking to make money, but rather to help folks who need help.
And from an aspect of service, what are some of the sorts of things that get you excited as far as what the profession does?
Well, you know, it's kind of a hard question to answer because actually they're involved in everything that has to do with meeting needs. And you know, we could spend a day or two listing unmet needs that people in this country are now having. And I've never really gotten involved in international social work, but that's also a growing field.
Michael Capel is an associate professor of social work here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Again, congratulations, and thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.